More tips from the speech class coming into the school podcasting's morning announcements, brought to you by TryPersoni.com.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, welcome to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I'm your host, Dave Jackson. Thanks for tuning in. You can check out our website, full of hours of tutorials, hundreds of resources to help you start your podcast or to take your podcast to the next level at schoolofpodcasting.com. Our show notes are at schoolofpodcasting.net. And, of course, you can contact me at schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com or call in your comments, 888-563-3228. Today's podcast is brought to you by TryPersoni.com, the power of online meetings without the monthly fees. Try for free at TryPersoni.com. It's TryPersoni.com. So what are we talking about today? Well, we're going to continue on with some of the knowledge I've picked up from taking a speech class. Now, this is, again, very weird because I've been doing public speaking for close to anywhere from 15 to 17, maybe 20 years, a lot. And so I had to take this public speaking class, which is kind of funny for me, but I have picked up some things, and some of this transcends into podcasting. Now, first of all, let me explain that, in my opinion, a podcast is really not a speech. I'm actually talking to you right now. To me, I consider a podcast one part of a conversation, where a speech is typically a presentation, and then people clap and the guy walks off the stage. So, if you go to our last show, we talked about what I call transitions, which is something that you do in a speech. You go, well, now that I've told you about this, let me tell you about this. And I said, well, if we were to put transitions in podcast, it would be like some sort of musical interlude in between subjects. The nice thing about a transition is, especially if you're on a subject where a listener may not be completely intrigued, they can fast forward, and when they hear some sort of transition, be it musical, be it something, that alerts the listener that this is now a new subject, they can stop fast forwarding, and it's all about the listener. So today, what am I talking about? Well, I've had this question from new podcasters. They're like, well, should I write down everything I'm going to say? And the answer to that, in my opinion, is no. Absolutely not. I actually found a podcast. I'm not going to name the name, but for those of you who are new, in addition to podcasting, one of my other hobbies is music, and there's this podcast about the music business by a very well-renowned author, and that's all I'll say at this point. He's written many books. I will say it's not Bob Baker, okay? But this author is reading his book or segments of it, and it sounds very much like he's reading the book. So, and you can tell he's trying to add some voice inflection to his, but he's reading the book, and it's hard to listen to. So let me make that point again. Here's something, it's a topic I am dying to listen to, and I'm having a hard time because the guy's reading to me. So no, do not read your podcast. Now, there are exceptions to that. Obviously, you may have some sort of skit or comedy podcast, things like that, but in general, I would say, no, you don't want to read your podcast. And this goes back to my speech class. When I do a speech, I'm allowed to take up note cards. But on the note cards, I cannot have any complete sentences. The only time I can do that is if I'm doing a quote. So if I say, well, according to, you know, Rob Walsh's book, Tricks of the Podcasting Masters, on page 36, blah, 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 that I can do. But other than that, no complete sentences, just bullet points. And that would be my suggestion. Right now, let me read you what I have, because I've made... Now, here in podcasting land, you may be like, well, I don't want to go buy 3x5 cards. So I pulled up on Windows, I pulled up Notepad. And here's my bullet points for today. Introduction dash contact. That's what I just did. School Podcasting, 888-563-3228, if you'd like to contact me. Tripersoni.com, the power of online meetings without the monthly fees. Try it fee at tripersoni.com. Well, that's an actual, again, that's a quote, okay? So that's why that's a complete sentence. Then it says recap transitions, which we just did. We talked about those last week. And then I have map out your idea, which is what I'm talking about right now. Later, we're going to talk about 6 pixels of separation, and then we're going to talk about conclusions. So that's what's on, and then I'm going to look at the clock, and I'm going to make a game day decision to decide if we're going to do a last 5 and 5. Right now, we're at 5 minutes. So I would definitely not write out your podcast. So, like I said, right now I have map out your idea. Now, what that allows you to do, especially if you're doing a couples cast or a podcast where there are multiple people, you can literally be on the same page. And see, this is what we're talking about here. This is what we're talking about there. Because without something written, without a map of where you want to go, it's very easily... Boy, I can't talk today. It's very easy to get sidelined or sidetracked, or you get off on another subject. And sometimes that's really great content. Don't get me wrong. But if where you wanted to go was right, and your partner in your podcast takes you left, left may be very interesting, but at least you can see in front of you that, hey, we kind of wanted to go right here. Do we want to go back and go right? So it gives you an idea. And it also then helps you focus your ideas and helps you get to the point. So that would be my suggestion for anybody starting a podcast today, or if you're doing one. I am a victim of myself. What I will do is I will make mental note cards. You go, okay, today we're going to talk about A, B, C, and D. Hit the mic and go. And there are many times when I will go back and listen to that podcast and go, oh man, when I was talking about C, I forgot to do my little thing that I wanted to talk about. Whereas if you make little note cards, or in this case I'm using Notepad, I have the ideas that I want to talk about, and it keeps me on track. Winging it, I realize sometimes we get pushed for time, but it's something that I'm really going to try to get out of the habit of doing. So that's my tip for today. Don't write down your podcast, but definitely make up some note cards or bullet points for your podcast to help keep you on track. All right, I wanted to talk to you about a podcast called 6 Pixels of Separation, and it's hosted by a guy named Mitch Joel, and you can find this over at what I would call Twist Image. I think he calls it Twist Image, twistimage.com/blog, and he is basically, he's really into marketing and communication, and he had, just to give you a little bit of his bio here. He owned one of the first publications to go online in 1994, so he's obviously a uber cyber-connected guy. And I believe I found this podcast via the Diary of a Shameless Promoter, which is Heidi... Oh, Heidi, I forget your last name, because friends don't remember your last name. You're just Heidi to me. And I'll put a link to that out of the show notes. But I think that was a link on her website. And here's the interesting thing about this podcast, and this is why I say the person reading, yes, you can read your podcast, but the cool thing about Web 2.0 is it's about communication. It's about a conversation, in my opinion, and this podcast really does this well. I mean, it is like 80% call-in. Now, how does Mitch pull this off? Easy. 888-563-3228. He repeats his phone number all the time. You want to get in on the conversation? 888-563-3228. Yeah, I forgot to ask you. How do you get ready for your show? Do you use 3x5 cards? 888-563-3228. I'd love to hear from you, because it's all about me and you conversing back. And plus, be sure to plug your podcast when you call in. 888-563-3228. And you can be on the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Every time he plays a comment, he's like, I'd love to have you. I'd love to have you in on the conversation. 888-563-3228. Now, that's my phone number. That's not Mitch's. But If you're looking for more interactivity, here's somebody who has a ton. And they always say, if you want to find out how to do something, find somebody who's doing it correctly or getting the result that you would like, and then mimic what they do. So you might want to go over and check this out. Again, it's at twistimage.com/blog if you'd like to check it out. But he seriously, after every caller, hey, I'd love to have you in on the conversation. 888-563-3228. Because they say in marketing and things like that, if you're in sales, that you need to hear no 7 times before you'll get to a yes. So they may need to hear your phone number, 888-563-3228, 7 times before they actually pick up the phone and dial 888-563-3228. Now, if you're sitting there thinking, Dave, that would drive me nuts, well, realize I'm kind of making a joke out of 888-563-3228 by repeating it over and over and over. But in Mitch's context, it makes sense to just occasionally go 888-563-3228. I'd love to have you in the conversation. So check it out. If you're looking for more conversation on your podcast, that's the one that seems to be doing it well. All right, we are here with Michael Butler, the rock and roll geek, and he's ready for his pop quiz, which of course is, what were the last 5 podcasts?
So how are you, David?
I'm good. I'm sorry.
Good. I'm fine. How are you?
How are you, man?
I'm super great. Couldn't be better. I'm still trying to make that the catchphrase of the summer. It's not really.
What is it again?
On.
It's super great. Couldn't be better. Now, do you have the T-shirt for that yet?
No. But I do have people putting that in their signature lines in their email.
Super great.
Couldn't
be. All right. I will change mine when I get back to the computer.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I really appreciate it. There's another catchphrase. All right.
So anyway, what are the last 5 and 5? What were the last 5 podcasts you listened to? Not so much your last favorites, but the last 5 you listened to.
The most 5 recent ones I listened to were The Evil Genius Chronicles, Dave Slusher. I listened to Adam Curry's last show on the Waiting for the Plane. I listened to Madge Weinstein's latest show, East Radio. I listened to Plan 9 Rock Show. I think I listened to that one recently.
Little Jasper.
Actually, I didn't listen to his last one because it didn't come down on the feed, but I listened to him recently. I listen to yours all the time, Dave Jackson. And how many is that?
I think it's 5.
All right,
if we count the sock up at the end, that'll
there
work.
You go.
Okay. And, of course, you can find your podcast at?
At rockandrollgeek.com.
It's that simple, my man. And there you have the last 5 and 5, and, of course, that is the soft-spoken but hilarious Michael Butler, rockandrollgeek.com, one of the pioneers in podcasting. And the last thing we're going to talk about today, because I realize we're approaching the 15-minute mark here, is, again, going back to speech class, what do you do at the end of a speech? You do a conclusion. And again, just to reiterate my point here, I'm not saying that a speech is a podcast and a podcast is a speech, but there is something about presentation skills and things like that. And that is a conclusion. You summarize your main points. Well, in some cases that may work in a podcast, but in most podcasts, you may not be making all these major points. So what you want to do is sum up what you have said today. Well, my main points today are, again, whatever you do, in my opinion, don't read your podcast. Just make bullet points. If you want to use note cards, that's great. It'll keep everybody that's involved in your podcast on the same page. And check out 6 pixels, easy for me to say, check out 6 pixels of separation over at twistimage.com/blog. And, of course, I'm Dave Jackson, thanking you for tuning in to the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Our show archives are at schoolofpodcasting.net. Our hundreds of resources are just hours of tutorials, along with little me, your personal podcast coach. That's over at schoolofpodcasting.com, and you can now sign up for a quick 1-day tour. If you don't want to do the whole month thing, just want to dip your toe in the water, you can check that out, schoolofpodcasting.com. Hey, and you guys all know my phone number by now, right? 888-563-3228. Or if you're shy, want to use the email, schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. Would love to have your feedback on any of this. As always, thanks for tuning in, and until we meet again, That's the conclusion. There you go. Class dismissed.